Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 204, episode 2 of Your Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is the podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it's Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Ooh, baby, do you know what comes worth? Unvaxxed semen's like gold to perverts. That is courtesy of the man, the myth, the man, Chris Yamaguchi, man. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
I got no come original. All vaccinated, no come original. And that's a fucking OG track from 311, Come Original. But again, right. We can tell that clearly we can't get over the vaccine semen conspiracy theory in any of the AKAs. So, long may it last. Shout out to at Device Null, Eat the Rich Jefferson for that one.
Yeah. Did you say something about crypto? There's like a crypto thing going?
Well, because remember, like, that story came out because of like everyone's like idea of crypto, and like the sentiment of getting rich very quickly was like one of the big things fueling people's
idea. Oh, right. It was going
come
to be
was the new crypto.
Because I was confused by Christy Yamaguchi, man, brilliant as always, but it's his AKA today suggests that unvaxxed semen is being collected by perverts. Not just people who are hoping to use it to repopulate the earth after.
That's just people who have their head in the financial market.
Right. Exactly. Well, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by, they're quickly becoming one of the favorite regulars on this podcast. They're the brilliant and talented poet and podcaster behind the Fascinating American Hysteria podcast. Please welcome the brilliant, the talented Chelsea Weber Smith.
You are too kind, Jack. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm so happy to be here, as always.
Always so happy to have you.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, but when I see that you are the guest, I have a little, nothing against other guests, but I'm just like, hell yeah. a Chelsea episode.
You know, I'm going to bring you the weirdest facts you didn't know before.
That's right.
Let's talk hysteria, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good time.
All right, Chelsea, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, a few of the things we're talking about. The unvaxxed have really taken over the zeitgeist. We're going to talk about the hunt for jobs among the unvaxxed. We're going to talk about Sarasota, Florida, becoming kind of the conspiracy capital of the U.S. And part of the reason that Sarasota is so hot right now among the conspiracy theorists is Michael Flynn lives there. So we're going to check in with one of his misunderstandings of a story that we recently covered. We're going to talk about how power protects itself. We're going to talk about the fact that employers are finally realizing or finally admitting that drug testing is dumb. And we are going to look at the real motive behind all those celebrity-themed fast food meals. It's
not
all
to,
of that.
Not to give the fans something they love and enjoy?
I mean, you know, a true capitalist would argue that that is, you know, the goal behind everything. That, you know, we're just trying to delight our consumers.
Yeah, in public, and then in private, they're like, fuck those consumers. Trying to get something else.
Give me that data. Give me that sweet data. All right. But before we get to that, Chelsea, we do like to ask our guest, is something from your search history?
Oh, this is a fun one. So our show's coming back in October, so we wanted to start on a Halloween note. Okay. And so, do you guys know, I'm sure you know a little bit about extreme haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, just let people know what an extreme haunted house is.
Yes, I will.
That's for, we love haunted houses around here.
That's only for the real heads. Like a,
love a haunted house.
You love a haunted house, but you hate a jump scare.
Yeah, it's really
That's surprising,
weird,
yeah.
I go in, like it's weird. When I walk to a haunted house, it's like my adrenaline's so up, like I act like I just walked into prison the first day, and I'm like, what's up? And I'm going through, like, that didn't do shit. Let's go. What's the next one? I know that's going to move. It did.
Pretty soon they're all hiding from you.
Yeah, yeah. It's like no one wants to do it with me. They're like, dude, like, you don't have, you actually seem really uncomfortable in here. I'm like, nah, man, I'm good, man. What's the next one?
It's the most comfortable I've ever been.
Because I know that's somebody under that sheet.
I went through a haunted house it was right before the pandemic, so the Halloween before, and I went with my girlfriend, who's very scared of haunted houses, and of course it was just her and I. You know, when you have a group, you've kind of got this like layer of protection, but if it's just two people, like they're on you. And she had to exit the haunted house into like the special cast area where injured people go to sit on hay bales and wait for, you know, someone to take them out. And I finished it, and then I came back out, and then there was a second haunted house, and I decided to go through alone because I'd paid, and this was a clown themed one. I wasn't gonna not go. I decided not to go through alone because I thought I would creep out the actual workers inside.
like
this fucked up person going through alone.
That's what's really horrifying.
I glommed on to some high schoolers, and I was like, hey, can I go through? They were nice.
You gotta be in the front.
Yeah, they were and I was like, great. I can go. They don't really faze me too much, but an extreme haunted house I would not do. And the premise of those is that they can do shit like you sign a waiver, they can waterboard you, they can shove disgusting shit in your mouth, they can, you know, assault you, put bags over your head, drag you into another room, you know, you might leave with bruises, bloodied, you know, they can put your head in a cage and put like a fucking spider in there, you know, it's like very extreme.
You know, fun shit.
You know, super fun, like, it does border on what appears to be some kind of fetish scenario. But it's like very, they, you know, people who are into them will say that it's not the case.
Right.
But it's hard to sort of divorce some of the images that you see.
The real money, the real money that they make
really,
on those.
Really, yeah. The real,
the real money that they make on those is from the, you know, rich guys masturbating behind a two-way mirror.
Well,
watching,
you know,
all of those things. Yeah.
You know, Jack, apparently McCamey Manor, takes their video and projects that over into Las Vegas, where people are paying money to decide what happens to these people. Okay.
Oh.
But this is fucking bullshit. Of course,
like
this isn't true.
Sourced thing? Like,
yeah, like there are rich, you know, mysterious, shrouded elitists in Las Vegas who are, you know, kind of like a snuff film type crowd who are paying money to kind of decide or watch, you know, what happens to these people. But it's not true. You know, mm-hmm. what's so the coolest part about these haunted houses is that the waiver is total bullshit. The, you know, you can't have a waiver that says you can die in this haunted house,
and I'm
you know?
Chill with it.
Yeah. And it's yeah. like, and you can sign it, but that does not protect these people from legal consequences. It's just not, it's not true. So much what I'm trying to do right now and what we do on the show is kind of separate fact from fiction, right? And it does seem that a lot of these haunted houses are a lot of smoke and mirrors, and that a lot of what is making money for these folks are their video walkthroughs on YouTube that get millions and millions and millions mm-hmm. of watches, because they, McCamey Manor is free. You just have to bring a donation of dog food. And so, you know, you has this mystique of like the guy who runs at Russ McCamey and all of the people who work there, they're not being paid, which adds this other layer, right? Where it's like they have to want to do this shit, but right. it's all kind of like, it's just like there are these fake documentaries that are made and put up. There's these fake testimonials. It seems it's so hard to pick out fact from fiction. I'm going deep into like these interviews with his fucking ex-wife and like these really janky little YouTube accounts that are like exposing the manor. And it's right. so full of outrage because so many people are so outraged, right? There's a whole petition to get it taken down. It may be possible that the petition was created by McCamey Manor, you know, so it's sort of this like amazing, like Blair Witchian tactics to make this place. And, you know, they say there's like a 20 or 40,000 person waiting list, which is also not true. right. You know, so there's it's really a fun kind of project to take these haunted houses and dissect just what is a hoax. Because there's also an example of somebody, I can't remember who it was, some internet famous TikTok or something personality who went and filmed their experience. And it was basically just like crawling around with a blindfold on in a backyard with someone yelling, you know, horrible things at you. And that was really, and you're blindfolded and being sprayed with water. You don't really know where you are. That's terrifying. But, you know, it's not the same thing as what we're seeing in the videos. So that's really my search history has been lately.
This is this one started in San Diego, right?
Yep. McCamey
yeah.
Manor.
Okay. So I remember in the early years of it, like I remember seeing like the videos they would put out. Cause yep. I remember like back when StumbleUpon was a huge plugin for people's browsers. It'd be like, just show me some random shit. Remember that?
I haven't thought of StumbleUpon in a decade.
Yo, that shit used to take me all over the fucking internet. And I remember coming across a video of it, and it was truly like you had never seen anything like it. Like people were just like vomiting and yeah. like choking, and you're like, oh shit. And you're like, and it was like the most extreme haunted house. I didn't realize that it had still been evolving past yeah. like that sort of initial, I don't know, debut.
Yeah, they'll be like, you know, veterans of war that are just weeping for their mothers and shit in the videos.
That was like the
know?
Whole thing. All those yeah. videos are like, dude, it made this Navy SEAL poop himself.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, oh, shit.
And it's so okay. hard to pick apart what's real and what's not, which is really fun. The Blackout Experiments is another, is a documentary from 2016 that's really good about a bunch of people kind of grappling with their relationship and addiction to these places. Which is a great example of also sort of not being able to figure out how much of the documentary is manufactured.
Right.
So yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of ways that we manufacture ways to get like contact with other people.
I know.
I feel like this might be one where people like, instead of living in tight-knit communities where you like hold hands when you pray or whatever people used to do. Now they like go to have people jump out and like tackle them just to feel a human touch.
Did you see that story about a guy who like at a haunted house over the weekend, he stabbed a little boy in the foot on accident?
No.
Yeah, this
well,
guy
I guess I'll
a,
have to work that in. Yeah.
He like somehow had a knife and then like I guess something happened and this person ended up like hitting this kid in the foot with his knife.
So was he working there or was he going through it?
I believe it's like one of the characters.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He can't have a real knife.
Yeah, and I think what they said, he was scraping the knife on the ground and playing around them. And my son said ahead, "I'm not afraid. Your knife is fake." So the man was like, "Oh, it's real. Trust me, it's real." And that's when he started poking it at his feet multiple times until he stabbed him.
And this is for real. This is definitely true.
Yeah,
or it's like a Daily Mail. Like, okay, all right.
Yeah, it's being, I mean, unless the report
Amazon
is
propaganda.
Fake. Because you know part of it is to like get people so interested and think like, now they're going to go. Because that whole Nathan For You episode was about, the challenge was creating a haunted house so scary that you get sued was like the whole point in order to generate interest. And so it could be along those lines. But this
it
seems
is
like,
along those lines, I bet.
Yeah, this person
way.
Was given a prop or he thought was a prop, and it was a really real bladed.
But it's a fantastic example, too, of how shit gets repeated, because like you go to the Wikipedia page or any news outlet and it just repeats what Russ McCamey says. It says there's a 40,000 person waiting list and blah, blah, blah. And it's all just like you could just say something.
Right.
It's a good example of that. And it
and
just
people
becomes
have tried to sue him because it's too scary.
I don't even know if it's like, because everybody who comes out of it on the real walkout videos is like, that was a lot of fun. That was crazy. You know, they're not like.
Yeah,
I'm going to sue you. I have PTSD because I was assaulted, you know,
right,
which is
like
essentially
one of those like emergency, like foil blankets.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
See people that end up like an action movie. Or like,
oh. Yes. Yep. Like Rose Dawson at the end of Titanic.
Right.
Chelsea, what is something you think is overrated?
Well, I think that it would be the rating system of Rotten Tomatoes. Wow. And I'm going to say, I know I'm coming. I'm just pissed because I love Nine Perfect Strangers. Did you guys watch this, Nicole Kidman?
I just finished it last night, actually.
Did you like it?
I did not like the directing of the last episode.
Agree. Yeah, absolutely.
But I enjoyed the ride, totally. Just the ending kind of like took a real hard turn suddenly, and I was like, maybe
I
didn't know
what
the fuck this was about, but I thought I was on a different ride.
Yeah. Yes. And I bet we're not allowed to talk about it. I know.
We won't talk about
spoilers, but
it was worth it. It was worth the ride.
I had a great time. I know, Miles, that you appreciate a little bit of trash sprinkled into your life. And I think it was a fantastic example of like great story. The message was weird. I don't care really about that, but it got a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't think that's fair. It makes me angry because then I look back, you know, and I'm sure I wouldn't be surprised if this was a common knowledge for you guys. But the Birth of a Nation, that fantastic kind of KKK propaganda film that came out in the 20s.
That has a Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yeah. And you not want to know what it is? 93%. Because it's a revolution in filmmaking. OK, it's not about the content. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's my takedown today.
Yeah. Sounds like a Confederate War Memorial argument. It's like it's not about the person, okay?
Yeah,
that
it's
they
the
were
spirit.
A person who stood up for their community against all odds and decided to rebel anyway.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. It's racist. All right, you got it.
Yep. Rotten Tomatoes. I just am often angry. I'm often angry.
What was like, you know, because sometimes it'll like aggregate like sort of the top comments or review sort of like they'll extract certain. What was like the main gripe people had with it? Not to say like, I'm like, whatever, think whatever you want of this.
Yeah,
of the
I mean,
show.
Oh my
I
God,
certainly
it's a
did.
Television
I'm curious
show.
What, if there was a theme to what the criticism.
No, it was just a lot of like, it was bad. Like her wig was bad. You know, that it was boring, which I found it to not be boring at all. I don't know. It was just kind of the typical. It just, I don't know. I don't buy it. I think that people just want, like critics, they just want to be snot-nosed sometimes. And they just can't take a little trash, man.
The critics' consensus. A meandering mystery may muddle its impact, but strong performances across the board from this eclectic ensemble mean Nine Perfect Strangers is never less than watchable.
Which, all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. I don't fully disagree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. What's something you think is underrated?
Oh, boy. Let's see. I'm going to say the library. I got to go back to the library in person finally after restrictions were lifted. And I just got to sit there quietly in a quiet room with other, you know, different types of people. And I think it's like kind of like the last intimate public meeting space that's free to sit in for as long as you want. And, you know, if you're like someone who does research, you can be sitting there, you can come across a book, You can find the book. It's right there. You know, mm-hmm. you walk among the rows. It's just really lovely. It smells nice, like books. You know, I think we just really need to appreciate the library more, because I'm terrified that it will go away one day. Yeah. You know,
I call
free
it
internet.
Tangible Google.
Yeah, you know, it's lovely.
Really wonderful.
It's so un-American that it even exists.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a communist. Yeah, I know it is. It's like, oh, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm very worried it'll disappear.
Last time I was at the library, I ran into like someone from like my past who like was local, and I was like, of course you'd be at the library because this is where we go.
Yeah,
in the area.
Yeah,
to use the internet if your shit goes down. Or just to get away for a second to read peacefully.
Yeah, you can only sit at a coffee shop for so long before you're an asshole. But you can sit at the library all day.
You can only sit at a coffee shop for so long before you're an aspiring writer. whereas at the library, you're researching stuff. And
exactly.
I really love the scent in there. It's like one of the most pleasant things for me. I think just, I don't know what it is, that old book smell.
Yeah, it's like book dust.
You can't beat it.
Has its own smell.
My dad had like inherited like an encyclopedia from his parents and shit. It was like the encyclopedia at my house like growing up. And you know, that shit had all kinds of weird entries as I look back on it. But I remember I used to just like fan the pages because I'm like, oh, it's like that musty book smell. And my parents thought I was like so interested in books, but really I was just sniffing the pages.
Oh, it turns out the smell is something called creosote. A dark brown oil distilled from coal tar and used as wood preservative. It is a carcinogen. Cool. So
great. Breathe it in, baby.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Uh-huh.
I actually don't know if that's true. but so many things that were made back in the day were just like, we bound these pages with just actual liquid cancer.
Chemical exactly? We just call it LC around here. Liquid cancer. Yeah, I don't know.
When the GOP comes for the library, that's what they're going to use.
You know?
Exactly. The books are causing cancer. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. And the question has been asked with all these vaccine mandates going around. Where are the poor unvaccinated going to work? Won't someone think of the children in the sense that they are acting like babies?
It's a hard world, you know? And the vaccine mandate further underlined for them just how outside of the rest of society they are. And it's like, you see this all the time with all these movements, especially like on the right. It's like, okay, let's just... We'll figure it out on our own because we got each other.
The market will save us.
Exactly. Robin Panakia over at Wonkette did like a deep dive. Just kind of, she saw like one like anti-vax job site being promoted. And she's like, what's the scene like over here? And kind of looked at a few. And, you know, I think at first I was like, man, I bet these places are just fucking humming with activity right now with like-minded employers looking to hire people with a catastrophic contrarian outlook on life. And I think maybe this is just a match made in hell. Nope. Turns out these things are fucking more stale than a bag of chips that have been open for 3 years. If you go to vaccinefreejobs.org, and I'm saying it like an ad, go to vaccinefreejobs.org. According to the last time she looked, there was only one job listing on there. And it looked very suspicious because when you look on the job description, it's just doing that like lorem ipsum, like Latin placeholder shit. It's like job description. An soliat audium offendit vim solum consulatu. And you're like, this is not, the fuck is this? This is not a job posting.
This is beta test from the company in case people actually show up with job listings.
That's, exactly.
Seems like that's what they're working with there.
Or it's like a satanic spell of some kind.
Right. I know, right? Mm-hmm. If you say the whole thing, you will bring Beelzebub from the depths to be your best friend. The sites are pretty scant, and there's like another one that's called Provision Jobs. They call themselves, quote, a site that will assist job seekers in their research of companies who are not mandating their employees take medical procedures as a condition of employment. And they all kind of have this same bend. You go to their website, no positions being listed. Mm. None. And you know, the ones that do have jobs being posted, they're like in places where you absolutely want the person being fucking vaccinated, like a dental assistant or hygienist. There's like this place. I'm just surprised that even this business has their full like business name on the thing. Because if I was going there, I'd be like, yo, what the fuck are they talking about over in that office?
Wow.
No? You know, so unfortunately, if you go to Brightman Dental in ironically Corona, California, just know that they are looking for a general dentist who they don't care if they're vaccinated or not.
So are you seeing mostly these types of jobs where it's extra risky to not be vaccinated?
There's just been this dental one. There was like a sales representative at like a place that was like not even like a company that seemed like real. And then other times there would be people posting themselves to be hired. And they're like, and ultimately I'm looking to work with President Trump.
No.
And you're like, okay, but what skills do you have? It's like, I'm 5'4 and I'm an Army veteran. And you're like, okay, well, we'll get back to you quickly. There is one place that I just want to show you that it's called Red Balloon. And this guy who he's like a really slick video to promote his website. And based on this video, it looks like he has been watching way too many YouTube vlogs from 2014. Because this thing is like jump cutty to all hell. But hey, he's letting you know what Red Balloon is all about.
I'm Andrew, the founder and CEO, and I'm excited you're here. I called this service Red Balloon because balloons help you fly, especially if you tie a ton of them to a lawn chair. A little bit dangerous, a lot bit fun, kind of like looking for a new job. And Red, well, tote balloon just sounds like stupid. Keep moving. The mission of Red Balloon is to connect employers who still love freedom and want employees who love freedom to the millions of Americans now searching for jobs today, where they won't have to look over their shoulders and constantly be worried about...
Whoa.
Think of this as free speech employment matchmaking. Game changer, baby. And boy, do we need it. 80 million Americans say they are switching jobs this year, which is mind-boggling. For perspective, that's like California and Canada combined. A lot of people. So why did we launch Red Balloon? First, I was...
Anyway, first. So this video goes on for another 2 minutes.
And what's his last name? Is it Crap something?
It was like Crapshoot.
It really...
No, I'm serious. It looks like Crapshoot.
It seemed like Crapoosh.
It's spelled C-R-A-P-U-C-H-E-T-T-E-S. Crapouche. Crapouchettes? Crapouchettes?
Crapouchettes?
Oh my god!
You fucking cracked the code,
Andy. Come on, son. We gotta sort that name out. I'm not in the business of giving conservatives, you know, showbiz advice. You should consider a name change, kid.
I mean, I do personally like the idea that if you want to be anti-vax, you should have to go to an anti-vax dentist. Like that seems fair to me. Same with like the schools. You know, you got to stand by that. It can't just be a thing where you're like half-assing it and just making other people's lives dangerous. You need to be around others.
The moment people are arriving at, which is like, well, if I have to take my ball and go somewhere else, they're taking their ball and they're going to this desolate playground where no one else is. And they're like, fuck, man, this place sucks.
Right.
Yeah, I guess Andrew Crapouchettes will give me a job as a mouth sneezer at a dentist's office.
Yeah, his name is definitely made up by a 5-year-old trying to make fun of Massachusetts, I believe.
Right, like a New York kid who's got a vendetta against Massachusetts. Yeah. You mean Crapouchettes? Yeah.
Crapouchettes. That's actually pretty good. New York 10-year-olds, feel free to use it.
It's our gift to you.
All right, let's talk about Sarasota, Florida, which is, I don't know, there was a pretty wild scene there last week. It was a big event where thousands of parents were able to get mask mandate waivers signed for their children by real doctors and former general and QAnon icon General Flynn showed up with these guys who were in tactical gear and had, you know, long rifles with them, like looked like they were ready to try and overthrow a YMCA or something. Yeah.
A library.
Yeah. So Vice was pointing out that Sarasota, Florida is actually becoming sort of the conspiracy capital of the U.S. Charlie Kirk lives there. Flynn lives there. The Overstock CEO just bought 6 properties there. And Cyber Ninjas is located there. Cyber Ninjas,
the great auditors of the election.
Yeah,
Cyber Ninjas. Okay, so this is really it's like what Austin is to what to comedy right now.
Right, exactly. But Michael Flynn, I don't know. I feel like we might be underrating him as a threat just because he is a former general. He is walking around with like armed cadre of like-minded people. He openly like calls for the overthrow of the government, like during the election and like transition of power. He was actively like saying like they should just do a stupid coup like Trump was trying to push for. And you know, now he is walking around in Florida with like a small army who probably are very well trained. I'm assuming that when you are a former general, you have your kind of pick of operator types.
Could you imagine they're all like the bummiest non-soldier types that are right. Just like, he's like, unfortunately, he's like, fuck. He's like, there's no guys who are like special forces or anything like that. He's like, I mean, this guy's cousin was in special forces. Fuck. All right, I guess we'll take him.
Our writer JM was pointing out Michael Flynn had a pretty compelling take on a story that we talked about last week. So we talked about the fact that a lab was trying to use the fact that there are like these mini factories and plants that are
the chloroplasts.
The chloroplasts. So these brilliant scientists are like, yeah, it's, we just thought, you know, they're like tiny solar powered factories that produce sugar and other molecules, which allow the plant to grow. What if we found a way to have them make desirable molecules? And the big advantage of this is not that like they'd be able to serve it to you at a salad bar, as much as it's an underrated and underreported problem with the vaccine, is that it has to be stored at like a unnaturally like super low temperature to maintain its effectiveness. And this would be able to be stored at, I think, closer to room temperature. So very cool idea. And Michael Flynn's take on it was, they're talking about putting the vaccine into salad dressing. Or salads. Uh-oh. People are seriously thinking about how to impose their will on us and our society, and it has to stop. Yeah. So, you know, he took this amazing.
Where did
story.
The dressing part come from?
You know, you can't.
I think because there was a headline that, you know, the reason it was interesting is like, you know, vaccines in our lettuce.
Right.
And then that turned into, they're putting it in the dressing.
They're going to make it delicious.
Yeah. Wow. 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 That's, I didn't realize that he took that as they're putting it in the dressing.
Yeah. That was one option that he gave for either the salad or the salad dressing. But I think that the idea of a plant manufacturing the vaccine was like too good an idea for his brain to hold. So he was just like, nah, get it out of there. They're just going to, you know, shoot the vaccine into a bottle of, you know, Paul Newman's Italian dressing.
Not
Newman's
Paul.
Pwned.
Not that liberal charity given.
Right.
Do you guys remember the urban legends from the 90s of like somebody leaving a HIV infected needle in the like your seats at the movie theater? I feel like that shit's about to pick back up, but like with vaccines, like they're going to be hiding vaccines in different places to accidentally prick you.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the concerned aunt chain letters of old.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
That were like, you gotta watch out. Mm-hmm. Also, don't drink from a soda can.
Yeah.
You'll die.
Evil homosexuals. Yeah. It was
very
like
afraid of. Although many people say, yeah, the soda cans are dirty as fuck on the top. And I'm like, right. Okay. Well, that,
just give it a little rub. Just rub it with your shirt sleeve.
What
you're
the
good.
Inside of your shirt's for.
Yeah.
I mean, Flynn's whole thing is, you know, just like everybody, he's found a really easy job. You know, he didn't have to do the Pentagon to defense contractor or defense manufacturer sort of round, revolving door kind of thing where he'd have to like really use his connections. He can now just freestyle bullshit on the microphone and people are throwing money at him. And like it, you can just see it in how like more, how he just very quickly found like his audience in the Q world and was like, yep, I'm all in. Let me just wrap myself up in it. People just love his enthusiasm about it because all of these, like, all these guys, they just all do these fucking speaking tours.
Right. Yeah.
To just get more and more fucking money. There's really nothing, there's never an outcome from these things that I think is actually satisfying to the people who are, like, you know, really holding out for Trump to be magically ushered in.
Yeah.
It's just like a place for them to be with other like-minded people and see the people from your Twitter feed in person.
Yeah. If you are looking for a place to catch COVID, the Reawaken America tour is coming to a meeting room near you. And the tour features not just Flynn, but a bunch of anti-vaxxer doctors. The guy he was speaking to when he talked about the salad dressing thing is Clay Clark, a conservative radio host of the Thrive Time show, who told a crowd at a rally in January to hug a stranger so they could turn it into a mass spreader event. So, you know, these are the people who he's surrounding himself with.
I mean, it's interesting. I was looking at some of the, I guess, the run of show for the Reawaken tour at one of their, like, recent stops. And we're going to talk about this later on, but there's one right there, homeschool and defund the swamp. Because that's definitely the new battleground that they're all looking at is school boards and homeschooling. But
yeah,
Yeah, this is they're taking it on. The next one's going to be in Dallas, or no, San Antonio, then Dallas, and they call them Health and Freedom Conferences.
They're kind of like revival tours or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the same energy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just way, 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 way more dangerous.
Ooh.
Just a quick story about Facebook to follow up on the stories that we were talking about last week with the document dumps. Facebook has decided to amend its strategy of doing evil shit and then apologizing once caught to doing evil shit and then pretending they didn't do evil shit. And the way they're going to do that is by manipulating people's news feeds to feature more pro-Facebook news. They're basically, so they're doubling down on the thing that they have unprecedented power in, which is the ability to control minds via the news feed. Even for Facebook, this is like such a kind of shift into to the dark side. People behind the scenes are like, wait, what the fuck are you talking about? They've named it Project Amplify. And that plan includes proposals to elevate positive stories about Facebook on users' feeds, including posts written by Facebook itself. So they're done with the whole, sorry, we fucked up and, you know, we want to be good citizens, so we're going to change things. They're now going full like dark side. Just we're going to change how you perceive things so it doesn't seem like we fucked up.
What do you guys think these positive stories would look like? You know, it's so boring.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't feel like, I just feel like it's something I would completely gloss over. Just like Facebook, like, are they doing a charitable thing or is it
sure.
It's going to be a bunch of like, corporate posturing shit.
Like,
yeah.
Like how politicians, you know, like to pat themselves on the back. It's like, really nothing. It's like, well, if you're going to hear something about us, it'll be a vague thing that's positive.
Yeah.
Because it's those Wall Street Journal drops of like their internal stuff that's just been causing like just so many problems for them. I think recently they said like, okay, we're gonna put a hold on Instagram for babies because everybody saw that we know how bad it is. So you got us there. And then this week, like in the Atlantic, they make a very compelling point. They're calling Facebook the largest autocracy on earth.
Ooh.
And how it needs to be dealt with as such. You know, like they're developing their own money. They're clearly can get people to think a certain way if they start, you know, pulling levers and shit like that. It's interesting to see how this like evolution is going to occur, because I think the next thing they have is some Senate hearings.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right that it's going to be boring and just like very vague stuff. It would be so great if he just went full Kim Jong-un and was just like like the news stories about him that he's promoting, or like that he hit was the first person to ever hit a hole in one on a par five.
Sexiest man of America.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's like, he surfed a 5,000 foot wave barefoot.
Right.
With no surfboard. Like, oh, sick.
Oh, my God. There's also a story about how the sheriff in Los Angeles, Alex Villanueva, who we've talked about before on the show because, you know, he presides over the incredibly corrupt, violent, white supremacist, gang-ridden part of the LAPD, that they have recently uncovered a task force of people across different units and regions of the LAPD that focus on people who are critical of Alex Villanueva. And again, it's that same, you know, Facebook uses the thing that they have that is like their superpower. Their unprecedented power is the ability to control what people think and see via their news feeds. And Alex Villanueva has like an unprecedentedly violent and corrupt police force under him. So he creates a police force that will, you know, intimidate and fuck with people who are critical of him. And that just seems to be how power kind of protects itself.
Right. Go after anyone that's making our deeds clear as day to people.
Right.
Because that's the problem. It's not we're doing anything wrong. It's that people are revealing our actions, and that's the issue that has to be solved.
It's like the cult model, right? It's like,
huh.
I don't know.
Go on.
You send out negative information about your critics. Only positive information comes out about the leader. You know, it just seems like, and then everybody's dedicated to, like, in a fervent way. Like, it just kind of seems like we have mini cults all over the place all the time now. Maybe it's always been that way. Just strikes me as culty. Yeah.
It really seems like it's social media that's led to it. Like, I don't think it's always been that way. I think there used to be, I don't know. It's just social media has completely untethered us from reality.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. Employers are starting to realize that drug tests are dumb. Seems to be somewhat related to the fact that employers are somewhat desperate. Not desperate enough to go on those Red Balloon websites or whatever the fuck to hire unvaccinated people, but desperate enough to do the right thing in this case.
The labor shortage, it's not just here in the U.S., it's everywhere, you know, because many people are like, hey, I think I want work that's rewarding and not a total abusive environment, and it pays a living wage. I think I'm going to look for something like that. But many of like the wage jobs are not interested in providing things like a living wage or like worker protections and things like that. So we're just seeing a huge surplus of job openings happening. And many companies, they've just been struggling to fill these vacant job openings because essentially it's like they don't want to make things easier for workers or pay them more and in turn make less money. So right now they say 69% of employers are reporting difficulty filling their roles that they have open. And like one of these people from this article was quoted, said overall, the employment outlook is optimistic, particularly for employers that are prepared to adapt to a new world of work and offer incentives to attract and retain the talent they need. Incentives, really? Like what? And you look at some of the things. There's a staffing survey from that was like released a couple weeks ago, saying that 9% of more than 45,000 employers worldwide were eliminating job screenings or drug tests as an incentive,
right,
to attract and quote retain in-demand talent. That's okay. That's like in about 43 countries that represents, and even Amazon has like began to eliminate their drug tests for jobs that aren't like federally regulated. And they say that their reasoning, like many other companies, is more like, well, you know, we're just observing local laws and things like marijuana and, you know, like and like recreational cannabis. And we're just relaxing that part of the hiring process. That was just sort of necessary.
But they also, didn't they last week like start lobbying to try and get it legalized in more places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's just more business.
Yeah, more business, more people to hire. Plus, they have those dystopian robots that'll yell at you if you're too high.
Right. Now they're like, hey, bro, eyes on the road. Everyone totally hates you, dude. Are you sure you want to go?
You're going 25 in a 55.
But like, you know, they even found like in, but here's the thing, like even in countries that don't have recreational drug laws and things like that, or just, you know, the same sort of these factors as like the like certain states like in the US, they've also found that they need to end these tests. Like this guy in Australia was just saying, like, quote, if we put a sign up, we would easily get 40 or 50 applicants. But if the sign says that you must submit to a drug, like to drug testing, it's down to 4 or 5. So I think it's this sort of relic of racist hiring practices and things like that are starting to have a reckoning with it I don't think because they realize what it represents, but because they're clearly at this point where there's just people are naturally withholding their labor for better outcomes, and they're finding themselves like, what? No drug tests, what else before I have to pay more?
Well, and when you're smoking weed, it stays in your system for so long that people just can't, you know, if you smoke weed once last month, you know, it's going to come up and fuck you over. Do you guys remember what it was like trying to pass drug tests, like, or your friends trying to pass drug tests, like the shit people used to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah. My favorite is like, remember when people would take niacin? Do you remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
And it would just turn them bright red, and it would be this. Yeah. I read recently that that doesn't work at all. And, you know, storing pee in the freezer and just like figuring out how to, it's just, it was such a thing to try to figure out how to beat that.
Right. Bringing your own pee bag to try and like
of your friend's pee
version of like the Sochi Olympics, but it wasn't happening.
And searching the like earlier internet to try to figure out like, can they test my pee to figure out if it's someone else's pee? Right.
Like, right. Like, where's that Quora article?
Please.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about, so there is a trend that we've seen, I think mostly at McDonald's to this point, of celebrity branded meals. Mm-hmm. You know, we had Travis Scott, BTS, Saweetie, you know, it, like this isn't anything completely new. The early 90s, McDonald's sold the McJordan, which they claimed was what Michael Jordan likes on a burger, a customized quarter pounder, which I might believe that. Like, he apparently was, you know, would eat a pepperoni pizza like right before a game. He just had an inhuman metabolism or something. But these recent celebrity collaborations have apparently been a big hit to the point that Burger King's now offering up their own celebrity meals as part of a Keep It Real campaign celebrating how they're permanently banning 120 artificial ingredients from their food menu.
Oh.
Which is, I mean, that's
a fucking lot, though.
That is so many. Unfortunately, they haven't said what those artificial ingredients actually are.
So they're like, you guys will never go to Burger King. We told you what the fuck they were that we're getting rid of.
Or which artificial ingredients it will continue to use. They haven't 120 ingredients seems like it's too much for any food. Like, that's the marketing campaign should be less keep it real and more keep it pretty vague and still somewhat suspicious, to be honest. But the celebrity part comes in because they are getting Nelly, Anita, and Little Huddy. And they are naming them after... You don't know Lil Huddy? I don't know who the Anita or Lil Huddy is.
Who Lil Huddy?
I don't know.
Who is this guy? Chase Hudson?
Yeah. So...
What is he?
The idea is that they are using their real names. So the Nelly meal is called the Cornell Haynes Jr. meal. And, like, the idea is...
accused sexual assaulter.
It's really a strange.
Why is Nelly in a fucking in anything right now?
Right. It's
are people okay? Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Our writer JM was digging in a little bit to like kind of the corporate thinking behind all these celebrity tie-in meals, and it's purely to hawk the mobile apps. So I didn't investigate any of the McDonald's celebrity meals enough to like realize this, but you could get the J Balvin meal, but you could get the McFlurry for free, but only if you use the app. The Travis Scott meal was at one point only available through the app, and the Keep It Real meals are, as the celebrities mentioned, the commercial only $6 if ordered through the app by someone with an account.
Okay,
so
wow, like all those guidelines, like you order it through the app, and it has to be your account. We will check the account if you get there. Otherwise, we will throw away your Cornell Haynes Jr. waste.
First of all, it cuts out third-party apps that, you know, food delivery services.
There we go. Yeah, that's cut them out. Let's go direct. I see.
Which will improve profitability. Also leads to, they found an increase in customer visits and spending rises by about 20% when technology is used to place an order.
You know, I'm the one food app I have is Wingstop, okay? Because that's just how I get down. It's quicker and that's just it's pretty efficient. But I definitely fall victim to ordering in many instances through an app versus approaching a counter and telling a human being what I'm ordering.
Yeah,
like there's something about there's like this shit where it's like you're ordering something in an app and you're like, that's all you're gonna get.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to get that little meal? Like, you could add another thing for a couple cents or whatever. I'm like, yeah, actually, yeah, maybe I will do this option and augment my order somehow. Versus, like, if I ever went to, like, McDonald's, I'm just like, yo, give me my breakfast sandwich. I'm out.
Yeah, right.
But now I'm like, I guess I need three more hash browns.
It gives you, like, the ability to, like, go at your own pace. You know, there's no nervousness of human interaction, so they can... They give you have like a little more time to consider other options. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have the breakfast is over. I'll just have a cup of water. Sorry, I got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Versus if you were in an app and it just said no breakfast, you're like, fine, fucking seven cheeseburgers.
Anything else.
I can't go out empty handed. The other part of me also doesn't want to. In my mind, like the person working at the restaurant is judging me for just getting something small.
That's what I think it is.
It's fucked up.
That's what I think it is that the judgment, like, because I think there is inherently a assumption of like, this is a guilty pleasure. Like nobody is of the opinion these days that fast food is like a healthy, sustainable, option for feeding yourself. But by... First of all, removing all friction from the ordering process. So it's just like another game you're playing on your phone. And also like just getting rid of the person who is, even if they're serving you with a smile and saying, have it your way, you're still like, this is feels a little weird that I'm clearly by myself and getting two Whopper meals.
yeah, no shame on the app.
Right. And yeah, they're just data collection is...
Yeah.
The name of the game.
Is this like, I guess, like in the hopes that there's like all kinds of tracking stuff built into the app that you're like consenting to essentially?
Yeah. And then
as well,
they also are able to collect all sorts of information based on the other things you use. Like they will be able to tell what other musicians
you like enough to buy a meal based on
right.
them claiming like, that that's their meal.
Oh, right. Because they're like, we found a huge overlap between McDonald's customers and people who love the Chronic 2001.
Exactly.
And then suddenly it's like, hey, man, you want to get that Dre meal? And then the old millennial in me is like, oh, wait, there's a Dr. Dre meal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would be interesting if we start seeing, you know, sponsored meals based around celebrities you'd never, like the way that, you know, Netflix will greenlight these shows that are clearly like based on some Venn diagram in a Netflix executive's office, like the Ranch, right. I think was the
yes.
best example of that. The Two and a Half Men meets like George W. Bush. Like,
that's perfect.
Perfect. Locks right in. Do any of you have food apps?
Like
even
the,
for a LARF?
Like delivery apps or the...
Like a specific.
Like, no, like at one specific.
I got Taco Time, but you guys might not know what Taco Time is. No?
What's Taco Time?
Taco Time's
it's
like...
always Taco Time.
A really nice chain restaurant, fast food that's only, I think, in Washington and maybe Oregon. And they're, okay. you know, they pay $15 an hour. There's like pretty nice benefits for their employees. It's kind of a nice fast food place, I think. And they use like local ingredients and all this time. And it's good. Mm. It's really good, fresh American Mexican food. So, you know, it's it's kind of like Taco Bell, but a little bit nicer. So I use their app and I love them. I don't know.
Wait, so how do you use an app? Like, is it?
I just order and then I pick it up so I just can like walk in and grab my bag of food. That's what
no
I like.
No judgment.
Yeah. But sometimes I feel
like excuse me, you've left your other bags.
That's
they're
not
like,
mine.
Oh, that's for someone else. No way. Who would order that much? I gotta get out of here.
Come back in with a different hat on.
Yeah.
Fake mustache.
You're like, you're Chelsea from earlier, right? Yeah. Here, just load up this wheelbarrow. I gotta go.
Just don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Just turn around.
Oh, it really does. It looks like yeah, like if Taco Bell grew up in a two-parent household, it would become Taco Time.
It's a really well-adjusted fast food.
Yeah, like when I look at it, like the food makes me like, oh, wow, like y'all talked at dinners, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That's really nice, Taco Time. I hope you had a good time with your parents. Meanwhile, we're in Taco Bell living boss.
It's
like
very
some
true.
Fucking miscreants.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Food apps. Let us know the best ones. I know because Loftus is all in on that Dunkin' one.
I like that we're doing a story about how they're like just mining us for data, and we're like, "Hey, let us know the best ones, though."
Let us know though. What's cool
come on,
though?
Come on.
Which one has like the best? What works the best?
Yeah,
I'm seeing that there was a Miley Cyrus burrito.
There was
Chipotle. I never heard about that, which feels shocking.
What's
in that?
I forget what was in it. It was also weird because they acted like it was a organic conversation struck up between Chipotle and Miley Cyrus. They shared a short video of someone holding up a wrapped burrito with the name Miley, along with the words, "If Miley Cyrus comments, we'll make a Miley burrito in our app." And then Miley Cyrus commented, "Only if you name it, the guac is extra, but so is Miley burrito." They were like, "Oh, she commented. That's so wild! What an organic, unplanned moment." Now we have
the
a Miley
just
Cyrus
dried last night on the deal.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's embarrassing.
The Miley burrito is really good, though, guys. All right. Well, that is going to do it, Chelsea. As always, such a pleasure. Having
so
you
nice.
On the
Thank
show,
you guys.
Where can people find you and follow you?
Let's see. Twitter is at AmerHysteria and Instagram is at American Hysteria Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, I got one for you. It's from at Ashanti. That's UHSHANTI, and it is. Carry yourself with the confidence of Elizabeth Holmes at Burning Man. Which, you know, is its own conversation. Yeah. But I'm, of course, obsessed with the Theranos trial and the fact that she went to Burning Man with and had a baby with some dude. And it's just
oh, really?
Fantastic. Oh, yeah. She She went to Burning Man. She's got some new, like, young, horrible boyfriend, and there's just pictures of them from Burning Man where they're just having, like, the greatest possible time, and it's just, you know, there's no trial in Elizabeth Holmes' mind, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray, G-R-A-Y, and the other podcast. It's about 90 Day Fiancé, but it's called 420 Day Fiancé with Sophia Alexandra and I. It's just all 90 Day the whole time. A tweet I like is from Hannah Lynn at Han Franny. She tweeted, I have read this sentence 40 times in a row. And it is a quote tweet from AL.com. And it's a picture of a man kissing an opossum. And it says, bear with me now because this is a very dense sentence. It says, one of the most sought boudoir photographers in the Southeast and champion barrel racer Matt Matthews is fighting back after he says state officials swarmed his property and took his opossum.
Wow.
Wow. I did not know I would be experiencing that entire combination of words.
That was a feature film in that one sentence.
Yeah. Dude, you're like, what's your friend group like? You're like, I'm a boudoir photographer. I'm also a champion barrel racer. I got my pet opossum, and I got rights.
Tweet I've been enjoying. Sean Clements tweeted, when someone says they're their own harshest critic, I think, oh, good, they don't know what I said about them. And Caleb in NYC tweeted, probably going to have to do more shit tomorrow. Unbelievable. just a great beginning of the week thought. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song are we sending them to today?
This is called Polvo by Mr. Twin Sister. Mr. Twin Sister, like, very dope, you know, Latin vibe. They've just got... there's like really eclectic production on it, and it sounds like a fever dream, like, you know, like someone put acid in your taco time. And yeah, it's just a generally dope track, and all their music's super, super cool. So this is Polvo by Mr. Twin Sister.
All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning, but we're back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. We'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.